This is the California Report. I'm John Sepulveda at KQED's Bureau in Sacramento.
It is a very difficult, intense time in our city, no question about it.
That's Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. And the tension that he's describing that's taking place in this city was set in motion on March 18th, just after 9 o'clock. You can hear the tension begin to boil up in the voice of a Sacramento police officer. Two Sacramento police officers responding to reports of a car break-in shot at 22-year-old Stephon Clark 20 times. The tension that followed displayed itself in the sound of protesters shutting down roadways. That tension that Steinberg talks about can be found in the sound of Clark's grandmother's voice. Listen to Saquita Thompson as she remembers what happened.
All of my hurt is boom, 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 boom. I just heard it and I just got on the floor because my granddaughter was on the couch asleep. She only 7 years old, his sister.
Intention yesterday could be heard in the murmur of a long and snaking line as about 1,000 people shuffled back and forth waiting to get inside the bay side of South Sacramento Church for Stephon Clark's funeral. You can hear the tension in the voice of the Reverend Al Sharpton, who had delivered the eulogy yesterday, as he has so many other times in eulogies across the country.
They've been killing young black men all over the country. And we are here to say that we're going to stand with Stephon Clark and the leaders of his family. We're putting aside our differences. It's time for preachers to come out the pulpit. It's time for politicians to come out the office. It's time for us to go down and stop this madness.
Louder! Louder! Okay, now listen. Listen, y'all love me?
Love you.
Okay. The funeral brought a lot of grief out. And with that grief, perhaps a release of some tension. That brings us back to Mayor Daryl Steinberg. He spoke to my colleague, Katie Orr, about the tension in the city and where it goes from here.
It is remarkable that at least in the 12 days or so since this occurred, that not a single person has been hurt, that there has been, I believe, one arrest thus far, and that there's been minimal property damage.
Now, Black Lives Matter representatives have told KQED that their method for protesting this time around was actually to focus on economic stressors, you know, affecting the Kings games. What's your reaction to that, and how have businesses around the arena been affected?
Well, I must tell you, the Kings specifically have handled this exactly the right way, as has our police force, because it would be very easy, given all of the tension, would have been easy, for example, for the Kings and the police to have arrested all the protesters, for example, that first night at the Golden One Center as they were barricading the doors. It would have been very easy to drag people away who refused to leave and move. The truth of the matter is that by showing that restraint, our police and the Kings prevented a potential riot.
That's Daryl Steinberg talking to my colleague Katie Orr. Now, it wasn't just that first night that there was almost a riot. Protesters looked to put pressure on Steinberg to fire the police officers involved, and they did that by putting economic pressure on the city in highly populated areas. That led to tension downtown. And while uncomfortable, Al Sharpton told KQED it was a smart move by protest organizers.
I think Martin Luther King interrupted business as usual. I think sometimes you have to do civil, nonviolent civil disobedience so that everyone will understand the gravity of the issue.
Ultimately, the Sacramento Kings and their players donated between $50,000 and $60,000 to Build Black, a group aligned with the NAACP, the Urban League, and Black Lives Matter. The Kings also vowed to pay for educating Stephon Clark's two children. Now, Brazen Liberty was on the show yesterday. He's one of the organizers of these protests. And he told us that Black Lives Matter, but bottom lines matter too. But after the King's donation was announced, he told KQED that his organization did not plan on shutting down businesses in the near future.
It matters. It matters. But that's not all we need. That's not all they need. We need justice. We need freedom. We need liberation. That's what we're fighting for.
That fight that Liberty is talking about will enter a new place in the city of Sacramento today, the courtroom. KQED's Julie Small joins me now. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
And we know that the family of Stephon Clark is planning on filing a suit today.
That's right. The attorneys for the family have called a press conference at 10:30 this morning in front of the U.S. Federal Court, the Eastern District Court here in Sacramento. That means it's going to be a civil rights lawsuit. We also know that the family hired an independent forensic pathologist to conduct an autopsy, and that that person that they hired is the renowned neuropathologist, Dr. Bennett Omalu. That's a common thing to do in cases where someone has been killed by officers of the law.
Basically a second opinion.
Basically a second opinion, yeah. And you want to do that, especially in a case like this, where you have somebody who's been killed by police officers. You want to make sure that the person doing the autopsy is free from any political pressure.
Well, we're expecting this autopsy report to be discussed at this press conference. Of course, we will have to wait and see if that's actually the case. KQED's Julie Small, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.